Welcome to Postcast. The Utah Jazz blow out the Portland Trailblazers, their largest loss they've had at home in 16 years. The Jazz defense was brilliant. The offense was flowing. And everyone's happy in Jazzland during the holidays. We'll come back and talk about it on Postcast. Today's edition of Postcast is brought to you by The Store, 63rd South, 20th East. And happy times there. Pick up all your holiday shopping. June pies were in today on a Friday. Hopefully you got those. All right, Ron. I want to start defensively because that's what's changed here. The Jazz, four games in a row now, have had a defensive rating under 100. That was 101 was the magic number last year. They're back doing it, and they're doing it. They've done it against the number one, number two, and number seven offense in the league in the last three games.
Well, it's very, very impressive, David. And I know we saw a lot of this last season. We had not seen the Jazz put together a stretch like this. We've seen moments to the point where they've been able to accomplish something like that. But right now, you can just see that when that defense is clicking, the offense starts to click there as well, or vice versa, because I like offense. Spearheads the defense a lot of times, but the game plan really works.
I thought the defense spearheaded the offense tonight because the one area where the Jazz have not been very good this year is turning missed baskets into transition and into opportunities. There was an early thrust tonight in the offense that was different.
Yeah, and when you start to make those shots, David, and those are good looks. I mean, and they start to pick up the pace a little bit, not playing to the point where your fast break is like you're flying up and down the floor and just taking the first open shot. It was a fast-paced ball game where you're moving your feet, you're running, you're breaking the defense down and getting those good looks. And you know, I'm impressed. I'm very impressed with our three-point shooting now.
16 threes tonight. Some rotation changes tonight by the Jazz. They played a lineup that was Dante Exum with Derek Favors, which is interesting because that's the best pick-and-roll combination we have right now. Those two are really connected. And then they surrounded them with probably our best three shooters, Jay Crowder, Kyle Korver, and Joe Ingles.
Yeah.
And that suddenly gets to be very difficult to defend, and it looks to be that Kyle Korver's presence is creating open looks for other players.
It's given Quinn Snyder another option on how to substitute and what players to play with. You're probably absolutely right about his presence now has really changed things, I think. But so Quinn staying up late at night and figuring this out.
It was interesting. I have a little insight of this because some of that conversation actually took place right before our coaches show tonight. Mm-hmm. And so this is a very conscious effort to try to set up certain people together in certain systems to see whether or not these lineups are going to work together.
Yeah, and you know, that's all about coaching. That's all about, you know, putting your time in. You know, a lot of people think you just throw the ball out there and you got athletes and you coach on game day. That boy, I tell you, coaching is a year-round sport nowadays. And they start trying to figure these things out anyway over the summer. But until you get on the floor, whether in a game-type situation, you don't know what's going to work until it happens.
All right, the defense on Lillard tonight was just terrific. He didn't look comfortable. As Kevin Pelton said to us, who's been to a bunch of the games, they looked as flustered as they've been all season long. They just came off a great win against Memphis, and to lose by 30 tonight, and their combined four home losses this year prior were all by four or less. What jumped out to you about what took place and what the Jazz were able to do that just discombobulated the Blazers' offense?
Well, their offense is built around two players, those two guards, and how much offensive pressure they can put on you. So when the Jazz were able to take both of those guys, in particular Damian Lillard, out of their comfort zone. The comfort zone for them is, and you saw Lillard had to take a couple of 30-footers because he just couldn't get to his spots on a regular basis in order to, you know, to score. So they took him out of the comfort zone. They made them take shots in areas that the Jazz, you know, wanted them to take in. And when they missed, the Jazz were off and running and getting open looks. And fortunately, because of that, the Jazz were making shots there as well.
When you look at there was a key sequence of this game. Dame hits a three, I think brought it down to about 12. We really thought we had a ball game coming. And this is where Kyle Korver changes everything. The play out of the timeout was for Kyle for three. He hits it. The next play, he gets inside. He pulls up. He gets fouled. He hits, and he makes the three. Next thing you know, it's an 18-point game. And then Rubio on the next play hits a three from the corner, and the game was over. So it went from what you thought was going to be the Damian Lillard surge to try to bring the Blazers back to being over in three possessions. But to have Kyle Korver on this roster is something the Jazz have not had.
Yeah, and you see why that it was made now. He's going to be perfect for this system. He's going to be a godsend for Quinn Snyder. So what that does is now it just shuffles minutes quite a bit, you know, in key situations out there on the floor. You see that Royce O'Neal now is his minutes will probably be cut just a little bit because of Korver's ability and his experience, you know, to provide that kind of an offense.
Ricky Rubio's third quarter, he went nuts. He hit 9 straight shots at one point in this game. He finished with 24. What'd you see from Ricky?
Well, you just love to see him trying to get to the basket, breaking the defense down, keeping the dribble alive. And you've mentioned it so many times. When he makes one or two shots early, you know, and gets himself going, then that benefits everybody on the basketball.
He hit
team.
A UCLA cut layup, and yeah, it just started everything.
Yeah. UCLA cut, that's about what we call like a give and go, huh, David?
Yeah, but yeah. It's a specific cut down the lane, isn't
right.
it?
Right, yeah, that's okay. Good.
Jazz win it. He's always got to get one shot in on me. I got it. I got my role. We, like, celebrated him today on the broadcast, 40 years of Jazz
David.
Basketball, all his stuff, and then he does that. Have a good one.